Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. This programme is a selection of some of the outstanding films whose titles use the definite article, such as Aronofsky's The Wrestler and Kubrick's The Killing. I hope you enjoy the show. A good title can be the making of a successful film, but sometimes all it needs is simplicity to do the job, especially when the film in question has got all the right ingredients. Take Stanley Kubrick's The Killing, for example, made in 1956. It was Kubrick's first full-length feature and starred Sterling Hayden and Vince Edwards in the story of a daring racetrack robbery. It's a great film noir, as if nobody had told Kubrick noir was going out of fashion at the time. He employed pulp novelist Jim Thompson to provide the gritty dialogue, and it's a must-see. Gerald Fried wrote the stirring music. William Wyler's The Collector was a groundbreaker when it came out in 1965, a true psycho-thriller based on John Foulds' novel, in which Terence Stamp excels as a timid, solitary man who collects beautiful objects, including Samantha Egger. Wyler turned down The Sound of Music to direct this, and I'm glad he did. Kenneth Moore had a substantial role in the film that was completely cut from the final version. Natalie Wood and Tuesday Weld both refused Samantha Egger's role. Maurice Jarre wrote the score, and this is the main theme.
Thank you.
William Wyler had made another classic earlier called The Heiress in 1949, about a young Plain Jane's desire to marry a fortune hunter against the wishes of her father, who is a rich physician. This film has a fascinating genesis. The stage play was performed on Broadway in 1947, and Olivia de Havilland was so taken with it, she engaged Wyler to direct it as a film. The play's writers were then engaged to deliver a screenplay. Errol Flynn was to play opposite de Havilland as the fortune hunter, but Montgomery Clift was preferred to deliver a more subtle performance. Basil Rathbone from the original stage production was replaced by Ralph Richardson. Once filming began, Wyler had other difficulties, as Montgomery Clift had disdain for Olivia de Havilland's acting ability, and Ralph Richardson constantly stole scenes from her by improvising his lines. This is Plaisir d'Amour by Martini and Florian. Sidney Lumet's The Appointment from 1969 is an absorbing study in love, pain and suspicion, in which an Italian lawyer in Rome, played by Omar Sharif, is at pains to catch his wife, Anouk Aimée, being unfaithful to him. Both the leads are excellent and Lumet does a great job with the Italian locations. He took the opportunity to work with director of photography Carlo Di Palma to learn about colour photography from him. Di Palma had been DP on Antonioni's The Red Desert. Michel Legrand composed a score, which was rejected in favour of one by John Barry. Thank you. More recently, Frank Oz, the director known for The Muppets, curiously dallied into thriller territory and came up with The Score in 2001, with Robert De Niro on his last job as a safecracker, working with Edward Norton. Marlon Brando also stars. The film has a great soundtrack, and here's Miles Davis and John Coltrane with Autumn Leaves. Clint Eastwood directed and starred in The Gauntlet in 1977 with Sandra Locke. Originally, Barbara Streisand found it and wanted to turn it into a musical, starring her and Eastwood, but then she lost interest in the project and Eastwood bought the script from her and kept it as a drama. Here's some of Jerry Fielding's score. In 2018, Clint Eastwood made The Mule, based on the true story of an octogenarian who becomes a drug mule for a Mexican drug cartel. It's a very entertaining film and shows that Eastwood can still deliver the goods in front of the camera as well as directing. Bradley Cooper also stars as the DEA agent on his trail. Here's Roger Miller singing Dang Me.
Well, here I sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. A woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Or dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Pappy's a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. Down to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
The Web is a nice little noir from 1947, starring Edmund O'Brien, Vincent Price, Ella Raines and William Bendix. O'Brien is an out-of-work attorney who takes on the job of bodyguard for a business tycoon, played by Vincent Price. He accidentally kills a recently released ex-business associate of Price's, and so the plot thickens. Here's the excellent opening titles music by Hans J. Salter, better known for his scores for westerns. Ella Raines had also starred in Robert Siodmak's excellent The Suspect with Charles Laughton in 1944. It's about a man who is driven to desperate measures by a nagging wife. Laughton is superb in his role as the mild-mannered henpecked husband. Frank Skinner wrote the score, and this is the opening titles music.
Thank you.
It's rare that a good film is made out of a good book, and Danny Boyle's The Beach from 2001 unsurprisingly falls a little short of the excellent best-selling novel by Alex Garland. The story is of a young traveller played by Leonardo DiCaprio who sets out to find a mythical perfect beach in Thailand with the aid of an old map. He arrives there, but all is not what it seems. Unfortunately, the film doesn't capture the tension of the book once he joins the community who live on the beach. The soundtrack was terrific, and here's New Order with Brutal. In The Stranger from 1946, Edward G. Robinson is searching not for a beach, but for a Nazi on the run in New England after the war. Orson Welles directed and also co-starred with Loretta Young. It's up there with the very best of Welles' films, with a great climax too, although it was reputedly his least favourite film. It may well have to do with the fact that Ernest J. Nimmes, the editor, took out 30 minutes of Welles' preferred footage, including whole chunks of the plot. It's still well worth a watch, although the original negative has been lost and we'll never get to see the film Welles desired. The atmospheric music was provided by Bronislav Kaper, and here's the opening titles piece. And finally, we have Darren Aronofsky's The Wrestler from 2008. Mickey Rourke gives a dynamite performance in an honest but touching film about a wrestler who is thinking of retiring from the ring. Marissa Tomei gives another great performance alongside Rourke as the stripper he is interested in, but his acting is a thing of rare beauty in a modern film. They both earned nominations for Oscars but unfortunately didn't win. Bruce Springsteen provided the iconic title song. I hope you've enjoyed this collection of great films with very simple titles. Hopefully in the near future we can look at some more. I'll leave you with Bruce Springsteen.
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony in the field so happy and free? If you've ever seen a one-trick pony, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way down the street? If you've ever seen a one-legged dog, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door, and you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, and you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? If you ever seen that scarecrow, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-eyed man punching at nothing but the breeze? If you ever seen a one-eyed man, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. Come and stand at every door, then you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before, then you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place that is my home, I cannot stay. My only faith's in the broken bones and bruises I display. seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free. If you ever seen a one-legged man, then you seen me.